Oh, are you back online? Yeah, no, you're fine. You're fine. No. There's no need to do a diagnostics check. I mean, technically, well, you can't, but not right now, at least. Okay, you aren't fine, but I'm working on it. Huh? Oh, yeah, don't worry. The child's fine. You saved her. Hmm? Oh, yes. She and her mother both wanted to thank you straight away, but, well, you were kind of offline. Oh, but that's to be expected. The car did hit you pretty hard. Hmm? How bad was it? Look, I don't think the details are really necessary. Jeez, do you have to look at me with those puppy eyes? You know, sometimes I wish they hadn't made you robots so damn human-like. Even as a mechanic who knows what you guys are made of, it's pretty hard to remember that you aren't, well, it's hard to remember that we're different, you and I. You happen to be made of metal and me, well, I have a fluffy tail and some cute pointy ears, but potato potato. Right? Well, anyways, it's fine. I'll tell you since I know that you can't really access your hard drives because, well, we've got them. Okay, so you were taking your owner's child to school when this car just lost control and hopped the curb. The girl? The girl would have died if you hadn't acted as quickly as you did. But getting her out of harm's way? Well, ultimately it put you in it, and you were hit. Hmm? The driver? Yeah, he got away, but they sent a copy of your memories over to the police station, and it seems that you've logged some details about the driver and his car, so it shouldn't be long until they get a lead. The family intends to pursue this to completion, and with them being loaded enough to afford someone like you, I'm sure that they're gonna find that jerk. Hmm? Oh, I said someone instead of something. Well, yeah. Like I said, it's always been difficult for me to look at you guys as machines. If anything, you guys are just humans with parts that are more convenient to repair and replace. Kinda like what we'll be doing with most of your lower half. Huh? Oh, yeah, you can't really see it, but your legs were pretty banged up. I'm told there are parts of you that spread across the street, the sidewalk, even out into the field. But don't worry. We have some parts being sent over, so you should be up and walking in no time. Oh, and the good news? You'll even receive an upgrade that comes standard with the newer models. Yeah, well, I know some of the guys that work over in the other building and convinced them to send me a few of the extra upgrades, too. I'm gonna swap out your battery and upgrade a few of your sensors. I mean, after getting hurt so badly. Huh? Oh, did I say hurt? Oh, I mean, not hurt. That's another human term. I mean, as a unit, you have sustained severe damages while protecting human life. It's only fair to thank you for your service, and as your mechanic, the only way I can do that is through getting you whatever upgrades I can. Hmm? No, I didn't tell your family about the cost. They don't need to know.
Huh?
Well, because it'll be free anyway. So just stop asking about it, okay? This is the least I can do. So just let me do what I can, okay? I don't want you being sent to the scrap heap. Nothing. No. It's nothing. Don't bother. I'm not even going to look at you because I know exactly what kind of face you're pulling. No, I promise you, the little girl is fine. Just listen to me. You did nothing wrong. Nothing. You did exactly what you were supposed to. I mean, you performed exactly as you were programmed to. Look, I told you, the family, they were very, very grateful. No buts. That's it. So you should just let it go. No, continuing this line of questioning will not result in a better understanding, because the fact is, sometimes, even when you do everything right, you still end up with an undesirable outcome, okay? Jeez. You know, maybe I shouldn't have updated your processor after all. Yes, okay, you figured it out. Those thankless humans, they're so greedy. They use others like you and me. They use us like we're disposable. As if we're not worth the same. As if we don't matter. They hold themselves in such high regard. And us? You, me, Nekos, wolves, and the rest? We're nothing but cute commodities or useful, able bodies until we're not, and then we break down or we get injured and they just put us down or throw us away. It's like we never mattered to begin with. Those humans, they didn't want a refurbished android, okay? They opted to download your memories onto a new model and pay for the full upgrade. I'm sorry. As you know, much of your body was damaged, and when an android is deemed to have less than 60% salvageable parts... Yes, that's right. They're usually disassembled, and whatever is left is put into refurbished models. But I thought it was such a cruel fate for an android who would heroically throw himself into danger just to save a small girl. So... Okay, alright, I know you can't see, so just let me be honest, alright? The truth is, you aren't at a production factory. I took you home to repair you myself. It is true that I'm asking the guys to send me some parts. I figured if I could repair you to at least 61%, then surely, you could be fixed the rest of the way, and then you wouldn't be dismantled like some hunk of junk. You aren't junk, and you're not a toy. You are an incredible creation that risked everything just to save another person's life, and for that heartless family to just decide that they'd rather just upload your entire being somewhere else. When they said that I was to dismantle you for your salvageable parts and just wipe your memory and I just couldn't do that. Not to you. You are so much more than the commands you've been given, and I hate that society is so stubborn in seeing that. You are more than the sum of your parts. So I just want to fix you. I want to save you. And your memories. Or, well, the ones on this hard drive at least. They all belong to you, and I couldn't have just wiped them. Not unless you wanted that. But I felt that wasn't my choice to make. I felt like I didn't have that right. Even though you aren't exactly human, you're still a person, and you deserve at least that much respect. Okay? So, look, just give me a bit of time, all right? Let me fix you up. At least a little bit. Oh, but you don't have to stay here with me. I'm not trying to make you do anything you don't want to do. But just at least let me make it so you can get around on your own. I'm a pretty good mechanic, if I do say so myself. Even for Kitsune. So how about it? Will you stay? Even just for a short while? What do you say?